The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Fantastical Friday, and we head into the weekend keeping our minds focused on the Lord so we can be in consistent peace. First up, Judge Dredd makes an appearance on the show through our mouths. We'll get to that. Next, it doesn't take a village. It takes a body. In fact, it takes the body of Christ. And finally, we answer through good theology how justification by faith works even before our actions complete it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. And you're thinking, well, how much more are you really talking? A lot. See, a lot more. See? A lot more. Okay, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You're also welcome to call us. So that first number is a text. The second number, this is the number you would call, 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Here's our first trivia question. Should be pretty easy for most people. Which sea did the Israelites cross in order to escape the Egyptians? What was the sea? What was it called? If you know the answer, text us, 214-210-8483. Also, you can call 972-445-0770. I do want you to recognize any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, that's for sure. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you, couple things to kind of remind you about. What's our DNA? What's our DNA? Draw closer to the Lord. That's the D. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. Every day, you should be operating in your DNA. I mean, that's not hard. Okay, got that. All right, couple things to tell you about the special day that today is, because today is June 12th, 2020. And you might be thinking, well, that's fantastic, Dave. What kind of fantastic days are there on this particular day, Dave? Thank you for asking me. National Flip-Flop Day. Now, they didn't tell me whether that was the shoe or the political flip-flop, so I'll just let you figure. What do you know? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? National Beef Jerky Day. I like that. I'm okay with that. Okay.
Me too on that.
Okay. And what kind of beef jerky do you like?
Teriyaki.
You like the teriyaki. So Noel likes teriyaki too. I like the sweet and soury, like, you know how they're like sweet and soury kind of like.
I know which one you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I
my
love
dad,
those.
My dad likes that too. He likes the flavor.
Yeah, I like that flavor. All right. It's also National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Don't ask me. I think that's fantastic. It's Superman Day. And I'm going to be very careful here. Now, it's Do a Magic Show Day. So just real carefully. I did have my one little time in my life. For I think it was 60 days where I did magic.
Oh, dear God, no.
Thank you. That was a good place to play that. That's so funny. See, we've given Tiara the T has the freedom, and now she's going to use it. Yeah, so I did that. I'm pretty good, actually, at the sleight of hand. It's all the other stuff. It's all the other stuff.
At least you found one good trick.
I did find one good trick. I use that on my grandkids and even on my kids from time to time. I show them how quick money can disappear. All right. Let's also discuss some of the things that are going on in our overall history. On this day in 1987, President Ronald Reagan challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down the Berlin Wall. Remember that? Tear down this wall. Remember that? A lot of people remember that. In 1839, first baseball game, according to the 1907 report, was commissioned by the League of Baseball. Abner Doubleday taught his new game to military cadets in Cooperstown. There's some question about whether that's true or whether that history is true. But everybody's trying to change history. You ever notice that? It's like, what? It's history. That is what happened. And one thing's for sure, there's the philosophical approach for man. If you don't remember history, you're just doomed to repeat it. I always look at history as his story. Get it? H-I-S. His story. So, ha, ha, ha. Thank you. And then the last thing I want to tell you is on this day in 1931, Al Capone was arrested. Gangster Al Capone and 68 of his men were arrested for bootlegging by the Chicago police by the unit known as the Untouchables. Wow. Some of you are like going, I remember the original. Remember the original? I think it was Robert Stack, you know, as Elliot Ness. Okay, so got a lot of things to cover. I'm going to tell you one joke. Get ready. I'm worried for tea, but this is a good joke, and then we're going to go right into the teaching. So there was a minister, and he taught his horse, instead of using a whoa, he taught his horse praise the Lord for giddy up and amen for stop. And just because he wanted to have a spiritual, you know, thing going on. So he would go and he'd be, let's get going, praise the Lord. And the horse would take off. And then he'd find a little brook and he'd just, amen. And then the horse would slow down. And so he was traveling along and all of a sudden the horse starts booking it because he said, praise the Lord. Although he noticed that he was heading for a ravine. And he was like, uh-oh, whoa, horsey. And he's like, no, oh no, what am I supposed to say? And he's just getting up to the edge, and he goes, oh, it's amen. The horse just stops, and the preacher wipes his head and goes, praise the Lord. Hey, okay. Hey, come on, that's pretty
that actually was funny.
That's a good one. All right. We're rolling on Friday today. We're rolling. All right, let's get to this. Let's talk about Judge Dredd. James chapter 5, verse 9. I know you're sitting there thinking, "What? How can you pull Judge Dredd out of this? Watch. Brothers, do not complain about one another so that you will not be judged. Look, the judge stands at the door." I want you to understand that this is James chapter 5, verse 9. Okay, so for those that are thinking, well, you know, that's for non-Christians, you see, he says brothers. So, no, that's not. It says do not complain. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't think differently. That doesn't mean that you don't come to different conclusions. It's really talking about whining, complaining, kind of like the children of Israel did in the desert. Oh, we don't have any water. And then there was water. And like, we don't have any food. And then there was food. We don't have any meat. And then there was meat. We don't have an In-N-Out burger. And it's just like they never stopped, right? So it was one thing after another after another. It's like, don't do that. Don't complain about one another. Don't complain about it. It's one thing to bring it in prayer and ask God to kind of change it and rearrange it, and that's totally cool. But do not complain about it. And it says, do not complain about one another so you will not be judged. If you remember the movie Judge Dredd, the police had ceased, and now the individuals were both police and judge. So they would judge on the spot. That was the whole movie. And you think, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that there's judgment from God? Get ready. I hope you're sitting down. If you're driving, don't turn violently to the left or the right, okay? Just keep driving straight. Is there judgment from God for the Christian? Yes. It's like, what was it going to be like a big, was that where they were going to do the drum? It was like, yes, that's it. You're thinking, well, how is that possible? It happens to Christians today that God judges Christians, but it's not eternal judgment. It's circumstantial judgment. Aha! Aha! The famous line in the great joke on soup. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, in a situation, if you're complaining, if you're wearying out the Lord with your words, you cannot possibly think, well, God will never judge me. God will never judge me. It doesn't say that. He's not going to judge you eternally as a Christian. You are secure. You are going to heaven. But you're going to tell me God ain't going to discipline you? Are you crazy? He's going to discipline you circumstantially. Now, a lot of people don't like this idea. They get this notion, well, God, everything God does is flowers and beads and peace sign and smoking grass. And it's like, no, it's not. Sometimes God pulls out a 2x4 and goes whack, 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 and reshapes your head so it looks like Jesus. That's not fun. I don't know if you're around, but I've been hit in the head with a baseball bat, besides being dropped on the head. It hurt. And when God gets a hold of you and he starts to why? Well, that's the sanctification process. This is not the justification process, but the sanctification process. And you think, well, you're going to tell me that God's going to judge me? Just go through all of the scripture, and besides Jesus Christ, who didn't go through it? Who didn't get disciplined? Who didn't get corrected? Who didn't get reproved? And you're like, but that's reproving. That's discipline. That's what judgment is. It's like, no, no, I can be rebuked by God as long as I'm not judged by God. Okay, that's where we find out that people take words and jumble them. When the Lord judges you, he rebukes you, he reproves you, he corrects you, he redirects you. He says no. He takes a, it's like a rolled up newspaper. He takes a rolled up newspaper, like hitting an animal. Like, no, 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 no. It's like, don't do that. And you know that happens to you because the Holy Spirit convicts you, and that's the Lord judging you. Is it eternal judgment? No, not even in the slightest. It's situational. And the situation that James refers to, because there's other situations, is, look, don't complain about one another, and you will not be judged. Look, the judge is standing at the door, the scripture says. That's the implication that God is like right in the door, ready to go through. If you complain about your brothers and sisters, that's what it's talking about. Like, don't do that, you know? I mean, you want to complain about the entertainment universe? Fine. But be careful talking about other brothers and sisters, whether they're in your denomination or not. Okay? All right. The trivia question on the board was a pretty simple one. The next one will be a little bit more complex. Which sea did the Israelites cross through to escape the Egyptians? And the answer is, and everybody who texted got it correct, the Red Sea. Ba-dum! The Red Sea. Okay? Not the Dead Sea. Not the sea that that's so old that was sick before it died. The Red Sea. Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am. Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. You understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We do want to let you know you can reach the show in two ways. Well, there's probably 10 ways. You could actually go outside and scream as loud as you want, "Hey, David!" I probably won't hear you, but you could. See, you could do that. You can also text 214-210-8483. Nobody writes my material. 214-210-8483. You can also call 972-445-0770. I have another trivia question for the thou art. Here it is. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, what did they think he was? Besides the Submariner, come up with that. What did the people think he was? If you know that answer, 214-210-8483. You're also welcome to call in. Now, the only reason if you're texting, you got to be quicker, is if somebody calls in, we have to give the answer, like on the air. I'm just telling you. Keep in mind our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Great opportunity for you to give if you're able to. Great opportunity for you to look at a salvation prayer. Listen to the radio interview I did, who I just reached out to Noah from Eagle Perch Radio today. And we have audios and videos and different things on there as well. So check it out. Take your time. Enjoy it. And if you have any suggestions, you're welcome to give it to us. Doesn't mean we'll do them, but that's why they call them suggestions, okay? HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org for the giving part. Anything helps. And I think it's about a third of the way down and then about two-thirds of the way down and then towards the end. It's like a couple different spots. Okay, that's that. Email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. That's the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our first ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on now. To the east side, to the deluxe apartments in the sky.
Our good friend Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving. I just want to say that if you have any moving needs, Johnny is the guy that will help you get from point A to point B, and he will do it at a fantastic price. In fact, if you mention the David Spoon Experience, you get a discount. So he's already got some really competitive prices, but then you get that extra bonus. That's the Jewish Christian bonus. That's always a good bonus, just in case you haven't figured it out yet. The whole Jewish premise for me is to buy wholesale, sell retail. Anyhow, the idea is for you to grasp that if you need help moving, he'll help you. menofgodmoving.com, menofgodmoving.com. Also, they are attached to our website, hemustincrease.org, so you can link directly through that as well. The trivia question that is on the board: when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, what did they think he was? What? Not the Submariner, is all I told you. 214-210-8483 to text. 972-445-0770. Here's a quick one-liner I came across. this probably won't either get anything. I don't know what it'll get. I guess it's up to T. She's in charge. Oh, somebody's calling in. I should probably wait for the joke because I don't like it when people miss jokes. That's how I think. And, okay, I'll tell you the joke. She's in a long conversation. I'm giving you a play-by-play. She's talking to the person now. She's moving back and forth. The person is still talking to her on the... I could have done play-by-play. I think I could have done it. This is David. Who am I talking to? Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Nick from Dallas, Texas.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. So we have a trivia question that's on the board. It's pretty straightforward. So the disciples were out in the water, and they saw Jesus. What did they think Jesus was?
They thought he was a ghost.
That's right. Correct.
And they cried out in fear.
That's right. And there's a couple of really cool things about that. But one of the coolest things that I've talked to people about is sometimes when the Lord appears, because you don't know everything that's going on, you don't quite get it all, you like go, eek. It's like a ghost, and it's like, no, it's just the Lord.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Excellent job, my brother. Excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Good. We got a call in. Excellent job there. Very, very cool. Oh, we love that. Here you go. Here's a fast joke. Ready? This is a fast one. That's all I want to say. Who do mice pray to? Jesus. Okay. All right. I can give you that one. Jesus. Come on, folks. That's a little funny. This one I thought was funny, and this is the last one we'll do. This guy, after service, comes up to the pastor, and he says, I really would like you to pray for my hearing. And the guy prays for him. He prays for him. He's passionate about it. He's just really going after it. And then he goes, how's your hearing now? He goes, I don't know. Court's tomorrow. That's funny. Court's tomorrow. It's Friday, right? Okay, I get to do stuff like this on Friday. I'm allowed. I'm paying for it, so I get to do it anyway. Here we go. I want to talk to you about It Takes a Body. So why I say that is this. I have been involved in Christianity. So I was born and raised Jewish. Okay, for those that do not know, I became a Christian in the midst of being a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals, which is my nice way of saying I was a drug dealer. And then I was also a bad person in the land that I lived in Detroit. I was not a good guy. Okay, let's just leave it there. We'll get into those things another time when I share my testimony. So in the meantime, I became a Christian, and then because I was Jewish, it was really hard to figure out where to go. So I have a Pentecostal background, a Baptist background, a Methodist background, a Church of Christ background, a Presbyterian background, and a Charismatic background. I got a lot of backgrounds. And the thing that I figured out in the 42 years, and I went through a process where I was in a self-identified church cult, which that was fantastic. Then I was involved in deprogramming. That was fantastic. I have a BA degree and a master's degree, and I'm doing my PhD. And you're thinking, why are you saying all that? Because there's a couple things that I've learned, and here's one of them. You cannot do Christianity by yourself. That's what I've learned. And you think, well, I know, but there's a lot of lousy churches. You know what? I'm going to concede that. You're right. There are a lot of lousy churches, but there's a lot of great churches too. There's a lot of fantastic fellowships. And if you've been hurt or if you've been burned, I fully understand, but my whole premise in that, and if you ever had a chance to read my book, which is out of print, is all that, you know, even though you've had a disappointment in life, some of those church disappointments, God allows in your life to get you to draw closer to him, but he doesn't want you to exit fellowship because fellowship is a powerful tool. And not just attending at a distance like many of us do. We go in, we sit towards the back row where the last one's in, the first one's out kind of mentality. You got to be careful on that because there's no real chance to work through some of your Christianity with other people. And that really defeats the principle of love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. because you want people to care about you. James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The intense prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Confession is very powerful for you and I. It doesn't just go in a booth mentality. It's to one another. But the thing about confession that's really important is to be honest. The last thing you can afford to do is be like Ananias and Sapphira and kind of lie about everything. Okay? Don't do that. There's nothing good about that. Okay? Sins they're bad. And when it says confess your sins, it's like, hey, you got to acknowledge it. Because just because you don't mention it doesn't mean it ain't there. And then what it says is you're supposed to confess it to one another. It can be formal. It cannot be formal. I mean, that part's not even what's in question. What is in question is that it says pray for one another. Because by praying for one another, Romans 15:30, join my struggle Join my struggle by praying for me. Somebody joins the struggle that you go through. And two people praying about something is better than one. You have to know that. And you have to know that God will bring redemption and wholeness. But look at what the passage says. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed, because God will help you. The hardest thing to do in the practical sense of this passage is to find a safe place. Isn't it? I mean, just be honest, as a Christian, it's hard to go somewhere and share the vulnerable stuff. Come on, it's hard to do that with professionals, let alone in a church setting. So here's what I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you a practical piece of advice. And that is, start with something small. Don't confess the biggest thing in your life. Confess something that's meh. You know, and work with that. See how the people handle that. See how their stewardship is in what you share. You don't have to share. You don't have to go to church, open up the middle of your heart, throw it down on the altar, put a spotlight on it, and go, look, 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 look. You can start with something small and build your trust level with people piece by piece. Okay? That's fine. The Lord's not opposed to that. But you can't do the Christian walk by yourself. I loved the movie Lone Wolf McQuade. I'm one of those guys I like. Well, I like Chuck Norris because, you know, the reason he doesn't cry is because his tears cure cancer. I mean, it's just kind of a funny, that whole thing, right? But you can't do Christianity that way, because Satan will pick you off. And that's what you got to watch. Find a safe place, step by step. Fulfill James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another so you may be healed. The intense prayer of a righteous person is very powerful. Okay? Okay. Excellent. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. You can also call 972-445-0770. We have not hooked up an electric buzzer to the phone, so if you do call, it will not shock you. That's an old, old joke back in the day. You ever do phony phone calls when you were younger? Did you ever do those?
Yes, I actually did.
Right. So we did one.
That young.
Yeah, I know you're not. No, I should say that the rest of our working relationship. Here's the one we used to do. We used to call and say, "Hi, this is the phone company. Please don't answer your phone again because the person on the other end would receive a mild shock over the next 10 minutes. Thank you very much. Click." And then you wait about 3 or 4 minutes, then you call back, and then they pick up the phone. You go, "Ah!"
Were they actually believing?
No, but it was just a chance to scream in the phone, you know. It was one of those kind of weird, you know, in Detroit there wasn't a lot to do. Anyhow, just letting you know what's going on. If you want to reach out to us, like I said, 214-210-8483. I'm in a good mood because I already worked out today. Isn't that great? I worked out.
So proud of you.
I am so happy that I worked out today. I am.
Yay, that's perfect.
And I have kind of an outline for my paper, so I'm kind of happy about that. The only thing I'm not happy about is I know the traffic that I'm going to be heading back into, but that's okay. 214-210-8483, 972-445-0770 is the phone number to call. Here is the question. Who said, "Thy God shall be my God"? I don't know why I did that in French, but who said, "Thy God shall be my God"? You've probably heard that at weddings. I'll just leave that there. If you know, you're welcome to text 214-210-8483. I didn't say that'd all be easy. Or you can call 972-445-0770. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org is the email. You can still send it to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. I still get those. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our next ministry partner.
My house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so.
Kimberly Ellis from Fathom Realty, one of our very, very good friends. The only thing I don't like about that song is that there's two cats in the yard. Where's the dog?
I was just going to ask
you
that.
Where's the dog? There's got to be a dog there. I mean, aren't there Levi?
I know, you can't just have two cats in the yard. They're usually inside.
Yeah.
The dogs are outside.
Yeah. That's an excellent point right
there. I'm glad we're on the same page.
We are on the same page. One mind, one accord. All right, so for Kimberly, if you want to reach out to her, she will answer any questions you have. She'll help you out. She will walk you through whatever it is that you need to be walked through. You can just if you're thinking about buying, you're thinking about selling, you're thinking about selling and buying, buying and selling, whatever. 903-48-HOMES. She'll talk to you. She won't charge you anything. You don't sign up with her. You don't sign a piece of paper. She's not going to send you a DocuSign for you to call her. Just talk to her. Say, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about this. 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES for Kimberly Ellis with Fathom Realty. She is fantastic. Her and her wonderful husband, Tony, great people in the kingdom of God. Love them. Okay? So give them not just your effort if you're looking for real estate, but keep them in your prayers. Okay. Get ready to do a serious theology. Every once in a while, I like to drop these theological things in. They're very important. These are the ones that I think are extremely important. I will reiterate the trivia question for those who did not hear. Who said, "Thy God shall be my God"? I will answer that at the end of the segment. But this is just good theology, and I want you to hear it. James chapter 2, verse 21 through 23. Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was active together with his works, and by works, faith was perfected. So the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness, and he was called God's friend. So in my Christian journey, that's one of the things I've always admired about Abraham. I've always just thought, how cool. This is a guy that didn't have a Bible, but he knew God so well. They were so close. God called him a friend, which tells you how much time you should be spending in prayer, right? But I want to talk to you about the Abraham portion and the offering of Isaac. What James is referring to is a lifetime of faith demonstrated by his actions. In Genesis 15:6, it says this: Abraham believed the Lord, and God credited it to him as righteousness. The word believed is in the past tense. The word credited is in the past tense. So you're thinking, well, how does James square that away? Because what James is talking about is his actions brought to fulfillment that righteousness, that justification. And that's not what James said, and that's why you got to go back and look at it. What James is saying is if there is genuine faith, there will be genuine actions that follow. He's not saying it's the actions by themselves that justify the person, but it's the actions that work in concert with the faith that demonstrates the faith is real. However, for those that are looking for technical glitches, you'll love this. Abraham received the promise in 1 year, let's say it's 2091. He received a covenant, that's Genesis 15, 10 years later. Isaac was born, watch this, 15 years later. So now you have a 25-year gap between the promise and Isaac being born. You have a 15-year gap between the covenant God made with Abraham and Isaac being born. And then the sacrifice for Isaac was at least 13 years longer. So now you're talking about potentially from the promise of God to the sacrifice of Isaac, 38 years. Do you know how long 38 years is? That's half a lifetime for a lot of people. So the question is, when God said Abraham believed the Lord and he credited to him as righteousness, if something had happened to Abraham and he wasn't able to fulfill the sacrifice, would he still have been considered righteous by God? The answer is yes, because his belief set in motion his willingness to act. What your actions do is complement your faith. They show that your faith isn't lip service. And there's a lot of people with a lot of lip service on their faith. They quote parts of Scripture, they say these wonderful things, but their life is not committed and devoted. Remember the one thing I told you before? It's God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believeth is a continual action of believing. You don't believe for 1 second and then you just forget it. You continually believe. And if you have a life of faith and continually believe, you will have actions that go with that. Does that make sense? This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. How are you, brother?
Lynn.
Oh, it's good to hear you. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. This is a tough one. Did you know this or did you look it up?
No, I knew it.
Okay. You know it. You're just a Bible guy. You know it. Yeah. Here it is. Who said, "Thy God shall be my God"?
Ruth and Naomi.
That is correct, sir! You are correct. And that was a devotion. Now, do you remember a little bit about that whole process, how she was like, go home, I can't get married again, go away, I can't help you anymore. It was like, thy God shall be my God. And that is devotion at the highest level, isn't it?
Excellent.
Yes, excellent, my friend. Excellent job.
Follow you anywhere.
Okay, yep, that's the key. Good job, my brother.
Bless you.
All right, God bless. All right, excellent job there. Here we go. All right, so that's right. So it was Ruth. And that whole process, by the way, has to do with a devotion and a commitment, which we should have towards one another. That was the whole thing I was talking about, where it takes a body, not a village. It takes the body of Christ. Now, I want to just go back to this because I just want you to understand something. If you have faith and you have a genuine faith, God knows if it's genuine or not. The guy on the cross had a genuine faith. He didn't really have time to do a lot of works. He got into paradise, right? Here's, and people go, well, it was before the covenant. It's like, that's just so dumb. Just don't pay attention to that. But here's the thing. You can't have a Christian life that has no fruit. That can't be real. You have to have some fruit. Do you have to have the same amount of fruit as the person next to you? No. Does it have to be this? No. Nope. Here's the deal. You just got to have some things where you say or you do in life, I'm doing this by faith because I believe God. And you do it. And you work it. And you walk in it. And you function in it. No, you're not going to do it perfect. What do you think grace and mercy and forgiveness, what do you think all that's for? But you still, in order to please God, have to operate in faith. And the key word there might be operate. You got to do something. You can't just go, I have faith. Bye. You got to have, I have faith. Therefore, I am going to do this. Okay? All right. Okay. Answer is Ruth. Great job. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. One more segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see. Don't forget, livinginhisgrip.com. That is a website that has free music from some of our intro music. You're welcome to go there. I do want to give you an update, because Tierra asked me something that somebody had asked when they'd called in. And so we don't do our streaming anymore from YouTube. We do some of it from Facebook from time to time. And I was telling you, the reason I don't is because sometimes when we do streaming, it's really distracting. And I'd rather make sure that everybody can hear it on the radio, just so you can know. But I'll try and work in a few more Facebook live things. We get a couple of unique comments when we do Facebook Live. We'll see how that goes. If you want to reach us, 214-210-8483. That is the number to text. And let's see. The number to call, 972-445-0770. I'm taking a sip of water. Thank you. At age 12, Jesus was left behind in Jerusalem. Where did his parents find him? So, see, they went and then they left, and the parents, like back then, it was a lot more, connected. Everybody was more family connected, and they thought he was with family members. Then they found that he wasn't with family members. We lost the Son of God, which is probably not a great feeling. If you're a parent, where did they find him? Okay, if you know the answer, 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to give us a holler. Let's be aware of the website, hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and now our next ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services all throughout Texas. How big is Texas? Huge. So they're going to cover your area. They do free evaluations. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with thousands of happy customers. If you've got something that needs to be restored, if you've got something that needs to be brought back to, if you've got something that needs to be removed, if you need something that needs to have a nice shine because it's no longer shining, or a nice smell because it smells awful, we won't talk about where that came from. Here's the bottom line. Get in touch with Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com. 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 Let Clint know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Again, the question, and you can text in, is at the age of 12, Jesus was left behind in Jerusalem. Where did his parents find him? I would like you to think about that, though. You are Mary and Joseph, you have Jesus. You're raising Jesus. You go to Jerusalem. You go home. He's not there. He's not with you in the traveling group. How would you feel?
That the Lord trusted us with him. We.
Wow. How's that for a stress moment as a parent? I'm telling you. That is not something I prefer to experience. Thank you. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. I've been reading Isaiah. So now my devotions are in Isaiah, Psalms, 2 Corinthians, Hebrews, and Matthew, and Genesis. Don't ask. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus, all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Sometimes I read this and I get all goosey. It's like, wow. Listen to what God says. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Before everybody gets too freaked out on how important earth is, it's a footstool for God. It's like, calm down, Sparks. I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, relax. Second, where's the house you're going to build for me? Where's a place I may rest? And then he says, for my hand made all these things. This is creation. This is not by chance. Did you know that on our various planets, and I still call Pluto a planet. I don't really care. That some of the moons around the planet spin one way and some spin another way. Did you know that they don't all spin the same direction?
I did know that.
See, you knew that. Now, there's no way that you can have a centrifugal force that would push everything and have everything spin. If it was a centrifugal force, it would have everything spin the same direction. But you got some spinning the other direction, some spinning this direction, some going up, some going down. Everything is it's like it's an exact position. Why? Because this is not by chance. It takes more faith to believe it happened by chance than it does to believe that God created. And just so you can know from a philosophical point of view, this is where I get in trouble with some of my family members who don't fully understand. We believe that God always was and always will be. Boom, he created the universe. They believe there was nothing, and then there was something. What they don't tell you is how nothing became something. How'd that happen? There's nothing, and now there's something. How'd that happen? Something has to happen. There has to be an agent. There has to be an agency. Anyhow, that's just technical stuff. Don't get mad at me. Okay, so God made it, and he says, but look, he says, this is what the Lord says. This is the one, but to this one I will look. In other words, I have my eye on these people. Oh, who you got your eye on, Lord? Who are you looking at? Who are you watching? To him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Three things that he lists. I deeply, deeply want the Lord to be looking in my direction. That's why I really have to work on that humble thing. So it's like, but it's humble. It's meek. It's not weak. It's just not being overly arrogant. I have a lot of fun, but I'm well aware of how sinful I am and how destructive I am and how terrible I am in many ways in the earthly realm. And I'm not unaware of that. And I think that's a genuineness that we all need to be operating in, and I need to operate in it more than you guys. But we need to have that. And contrite of spirit means that your spirit, you know, it's not the right, righteous rightness it needs to be. That you know as good as you can be, it'd be a lot better. It's more to go. It's like being afflicted in the spirit is when you're contrite to spirit because you know you could be doing better. And it's like, who doesn't think that? I think that. I think, man, I could always be doing better. And then this is the one that I lean more towards this than the other two. And trembles at his word. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect for the word of God. He took the time to use 40 authors in 1,500 to 2,500 years, wrote his heart using mankind, not excluding mankind, not dictating to mankind. There's a fantastic Greek word that talks about the combination of human and divine activity. And that's the activity that God used to bring about the Word of God in partnership with man. He wrote that so he can communicate to you, so he can say, dear human race, Genesis through Revelation, love God. The love letter. And you think, well, there's a lot of tough stuff. Well, sometimes love requires a little bit of discipline. That's part of it. That's why you don't do everything by worldly love. You use God's divine truth to even define love. When people say, well, I just accept everybody for wherever they're at. So it's okay for a person to be a mass murderer? Well, no, I didn't mean that. Okay, well, now you don't accept everybody. Well, just pick, because it gets confusing. And never forget. And this is something you're going to – just talking to one of my best friends about this today. Never forget, man's attempt at a political correctness mindset is usually man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from Christ. Guess how well that goes? That's about how well that goes. It's not that everything is bad. It's just that to reach that righteousness of Jesus – takes Jesus. I just don't see that as complex. I'm sorry. So there are three things: humble, meek, not arrogant, contrite of spirit, and trembles at the word. That's the person who God has his eye on. And that's a favorable place to be, a favorable position. Okay? The trivia question, at age 12, Jesus was left behind in Jerusalem. Where did his parents find him? The answer was, and I like actually what Eric said, at his father's house. That's good. In the temple. In the temple is correct. Great job by everybody. By the way, this was a great week, and Tara, you did fantastic this week.
You're the best.
You did, and she gets to add more and more sounds, so you hear more and more weird stuff coming. You can either put up with it or not. That's all you have. That's how it goes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.